Friday Sermon. First Sermon. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His help, and seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our souls and the misdeeds of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whoever He leads astray, none can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partner, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. O Allah, send blessings, peace, and grace upon him, his family, and all his companions. I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself first, to fear Allah Almighty, for it is His command to those who came before us and to us. Allah, the Exalted, says, "And we have instructed those who were given the scripture before you and yourselves to fear Allah." An-Nisa 131. O Muslim brothers, among the inherited Arab parables is a story with a profound lesson, the story of the three bulls and the lion. There was a white bull, a red bull, and a black bull living together, safe as long as they remained united, for the lion dared not approach them. But when the lion sowed discord and deceit among them, he overpowered them one by one. The last bull, before being devoured, said, "I was eaten the day the white bull was eaten." So it is, O servants of Allah, an enemy cannot overpower a united nation, but if he finds it divided, he conquers it one by one. Today, we see in our reality what is called David's lion, meaning Israel, wreaking havoc and aggression, besieging Gaza, bombing Lebanon, striking Syria, and attacking Yemen and Iran in recent months, all while the Muslim nation remains silent and divided. If every country says, "It's not my concern," no one will remain safe. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The believers, in their mutual love, compassion, and sympathy, are like a single body. When one part of it suffers, the rest of the body responds with sleeplessness and fever," reported by Muslim. Is it permissible for a part of the body of this nation, Palestine and Gaza, to suffer while we remain silent and heedless? Silence is betrayal, and division is destruction. Our salvation lies only in unity and holding fast to the rope of Allah together. I say this and seek forgiveness from Allah for myself, for you, and for all Muslims for every sin. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. Second Sermon. All praise is due to Allah for His kindness, and gratitude is due to Him for His guidance and favor. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partner, in exaltation of His greatness, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger, calling to His pleasure. May Allah send blessings, peace, and grace upon him, his family, companions, and brothers. To proceed, O servants of Allah, authentic hadiths from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, mention the Mahdi in the end times, a man from the Prophet's household, sent by Allah Almighty to fill the earth with justice and equity after it has been filled with oppression and injustice, uniting the nation under his leadership. But know that the Mahdi will not be a substitute for our duties today. He is like the mortar that binds the bricks, and you, the Muslim nation from east to west, are the bricks. If the bricks are scattered and divided, what will he gather? But if the bricks are aligned and united, the Mahdi will come to strengthen and fortify them by Allah's will. So do not say, "We will unite when the Mahdi appears." Unite today. Do not wait for the future to rise, rise now. Support Gaza today. Defend Palestine today. Stand with Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Iran, and every Muslim land under attack. O Muslims of the world, East and West, in Asia, Africa, Europe, and the Americas, your duty is not limited to supplication or sympathy alone. You must act politically, demanding practical stances from your governments, through armies if possible, or through diplomacy, boycotts, sanctions, and political and economic pressure. All these are means to support the oppressed. Allah, the Exalted, says, "Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves." Ar-Ra'd 11. Hasten, O Muslims, to repentance, reform, and unity, so that when Allah's promise comes, we may be among those worthy of victory and empowerment. O Allah, unite the ranks of the Muslims, reconcile their hearts, and unify their word upon the truth, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, grant victory to the oppressed in Gaza, Palestine, and all Muslim lands. O Allah, strengthen their hearts, make their steps firm, and grant them victory over your enemy and theirs. O Allah, turn the plots of the Zionists against them and make their schemes rebound upon them, O Mighty, O Exalted. and send blessings and peace upon the one whom Allah commanded us to pray for and send peace upon, as He, the Exalted, said, indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who have believed, send blessings upon him and grant him peace, Al-Azab, 56. O Allah, send blessings, peace, and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad, his family, and all his companions. May Allah be pleased with the rightly guided caliphs, all the companions, and us with them by your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful. O servants of Allah, indeed, Allah commands justice, excellence, and giving to relatives, and He forbids immorality, wrongdoing, and oppression. He admonishes you that you may take heed. Remember Allah, the Great and Exalted, and He will remember you. Thank Him for His blessings, and He will increase them. The remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows what you do.